Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears look to get back on track after another disappointing loss. What are your thoughts going into Monday night's game in San Diego?
You know, you have to have a positive approach going into San Diego. They have a good football team, but you have to realize that the Bears are taking steps to become a better football team. But what do they have to learn? They have to clean up the mistakes they've made, not only in regular offense, regular defense, and special teams, but then you also have to clarify and get a better understanding because you have so many interchangeable bodies. And that's why every day extra that you have in preparation for a Monday night game, there's got to be value in it. You have to make sure that you continue to take the young guys that are major contributors and continue to teach them the tools of their trade.
Phillip Rivers is a guy that's putting up a lot of yards and a lot of points. What is the main challenge to containing him for the Bears defense?
God, he's got great patience, and that's the key ingredient, is most quarterbacks you like to get them to scramble, try to use their athleticism to find an open receiver. But one thing about this quarterback, Phillip Rivers, he will stay behind the line of scrimmage. He's willing to take a hit to take the completion, and he's always had great value out of his tight end position, and that increases the value of the running back and the wide receiver as weapons. But again, he's going to have to stay behind an offensive line that has had some injuries. But Phillip Rivers is still the most important player on this football team.
Injuries have decimated the Bears' offensive line. I thought they played pretty well against the Vikings. It was interesting to see how the Bears started the game throwing those short swing passes and receiver screens. What are your expectations for the Bears' offense going against San Diego, especially with Matt Forte hurting with a knee injury?
You know, I still expect quality things out of the Bears' offensive line. They have not let me down once this season. Coach Dave Magazoo has been doing an unbelievable job of either making adjustments during the week or making in-game adjustments. So, yes, if you use that term, the offensive line has been decimated by injuries. They have lost some personnel. But every move that has been made, every time someone switched position, they've always been up to the task and ready to take on what's added to their plate already. All those interchangeable items, I think the offensive line's been doing a good job.
Now comes my favorite time of the show, when Tom relates a story about the team that the Bears are going to face or the city that we're going to. Tom, I say San Diego. What do you think of it?
I kind of think of a sad thought in my mind about my NFL career, because I was playing at the Miami Dolphins Monday Night Football in San Diego. One of their offensive linemen got hurt, and I was inserted into the game. It gave me the realization that football was probably over for me, because of the soreness I felt after the game, the long trip back to Miami, and just trying to recover to the next week. It was a very, very important game in my football life, and I'll never forget it, because it was at San Diego that probably made me realize that football was in my rearview mirror.
I hope you have a much happier memory this time around. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Bears secondary had some trouble, some big plays that they gave up against the Vikings. How much of a concern is that with Phillip Rivers on the field, and does the pass rush have to help out as well?
Yeah, that's an important part of it, because you can't lay any blame or all the blame or anything on the defensive backs, because it's an entire unit effort. And if you can get some challenging pressures up front, you can see the results of them. They've been very helpful in the game. The first third down of the game, Sam Macho and Jarvis Jenkins run a nice stunt, and Kyle Fuller gets the ball tipped away from the receiver. That's how everything has to work together, is you have to make sure that the front guys are helping the guys in the back end of the defense.